Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Welcome to Sage Conversations, where we believe that life and even the challenges that come with it is the greatest teacher there is. I'm Mara, and in this space, we try to uncover the wisdom behind these experiences, hopeful that these will serve as inspiration for us to achieve breakthroughs and elevate our lives. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sage Conversations with me, Mara. And I just wanted to say that today is going to be a very, very special episode, not because I have a guest, but it's actually going to be a recap episode because, TBH, this will be the last episode for this season. Now, I wanted to make this season a bit longer, like maybe, you know, the weirdo in me kind of wants to be like, no, it has to reach like episode 60 because like 57 is a weird number. But anyways, you know, I had to listen to myself, to my body, to my intuition as well. And I have to cut this season shorter. Although, like, looking back, I realized that, oh, it's actually been going on for a while and a lot has happened since then. And you know how time is, right? Like, it goes really fast or slow sometimes. And then there's just so many things, like, so many things just happened along the way. So, which is why I'm doing a recap episode. You know, this is also a way, especially for, like, first-time listeners. So, just to give you a teaser on, like, everything that has been talked about. So, speaking of future endeavors, I'll tell you more about them later. Yeah, after the recap. But, you know, season four started with me and Rowana hosting because Michiko gave birth around that same time when we released season four. So of course, you know, motherhood and all of that. And in the course of like the first couple of weeks, you know, with planning and everything, Rowana also had to take a step back from Sage Conversations. And, you know, to pursue her, you know, her future plans. Like, and, you know, she's actually in Dubai right now. And, well, I'm not sure by the time this episode comes out, she'll still be in Dubai. But she was actually awarded in Dubai. So congratulations, Rowana. So it's a great honor and privilege to be your partner in this podcast. So Rowana actually got an award for being one of the, you know, for her contributions to the health industry. And, you know, that's such a big deal. You know, Rowana has been a very, very passionate about health, about her story and everything. So yeah, check out her Instagram for updates. So she's been talking a lot about, yeah, her journey, her travels as well. And it was also like her birthday when she got the award or something, if I remember correctly. But anyways, yeah. And then Michiko is just, you know, being busy with Kumu things, you know, and taking care of her family. And yeah, because of all of these changes, I had to step in and, you know, I wanted to keep Sage Conversations alive, of course. And, you know, one of the things that I've actually been working on, or like I was working on for the longest time, like I'd like to think I'm still working on it, all right? But it's being comfortable with hearing my own voice. And I'm not just, you know, referring to it as like a literal thing, because, you know, it can be very awkward to hear ourselves sometimes. But, you know, I'm also talking about, you know, talking to ourselves, hearing our own voices in a very, very figurative, like spiritual, mindful level. But one of the things I actually tell my students, my friends who try to read tarot or like or oracle cards, and a lot of the times they look at the guidebook and I tell them, you know, aside from looking at it the way you would look at a painting or like at a photo, you know, when you read for yourself, narrate it, like say it out loud, because you will be surprised at what you have to say. You'll be surprised at the questions that you will be asking. Not just, and you know, when you ask questions to the cards, they pretty much reflect the questions that you want to ask to yourself, right? It's just that, you know, having cards gives you that sense of, okay, I'm stepping back. Like, I'm taking a look from a different perspective. And I think that this podcast has done a lot of that for me, especially in terms of hearing myself. And I think we all need that. We all need that extra thing, like that tool, an extra modality that, you know, where we can refer to ourselves in like the second person or the third person. It's not an I kind of thing in a way. Although in this podcast, I do talk about my experiences, but like having that opportunity to step out makes me feel like, oh, okay, so this is how this person is feeling. How is it related to mine? I mean, of course, I'm listening to myself. I have no choice because I have to review each episode. But you guys know what I mean. Like it helps to have something else to help us reflect, to help us realize a lot of things, and you know, to even validate ourselves. Because sometimes we validate ourselves through affirmations and all of that, but there are times when affirmations can get very, very uncomfortable. And we tend to question, wait, when I'm saying this, do I really mean it? Am I convincing myself enough? But when we have that extra thing, so like in my case, it's this podcast. For you, it could be journaling. Or if you're the type who records voice notes of your day, that's your extra thing. And you get to validate yourself. You get to see or hear or read how you were going through, how you were feeling. And even when you talk and talk and talk, it's like what I do in this podcast, I just talk and talk and talk. And then after an episode, I'm like, oh, I just realized this after not watching, listening. And then after listening to an episode, I realized that, oh, there are so many things I wish I could have said, but maybe like that's for another topic, or maybe it's something that, you know, I still need to process before, or something I need to learn more about before I share it out. So it's like that. It helps to have that anchoring activity and modality. And that is what this podcast has done for me. So I've been scared. I was scared at the very beginning because the first four episodes, so we started with like claiming your power. Because Ruana Michiko and I were going through a time where we were all expanding. We were all being taken out of our comfort zones. We were all, being presented with these opportunities. And, you know, there are times that we held back because, oh, you know, we still have other things that we need to finish and all of that. Or maybe there's something that's taking up so much of our time, but we haven't gradually let go of them yet. So it was this entire season has been like a preparation for each and every one of us. It's just that we left at different times. And that goes to show how different our paces are, which is also an episode, by the way, the episode that I recorded last week. So anyway, I'm jumping the gun. So yeah, we started the season with Claiming Your Power, where we talked a lot about, you know, what holds us back, like what makes us not grab certain opportunities, what makes us question the sense of self-worth, what makes us question if we deserve something or not. You know, what does it mean to go into something with fear? And that can be very jarring at times, because like when you go into an opportunity, everyone's like, no, you should be happy about it. But I'm happy about it, but there's still that fear. But does that mean that fear will completely ruin the experience of this new opportunity? Not necessarily. You know, the fear is there when you start something new. It's kind of like if you guys watch a lot of like superhero movies or anime, when a protagonist discovers they have power, there is that sense of like responsibility, right? There's that sense of, oh no, I have this thing now. I know what I can do with it. I know I can help other people with it. I also have to figure out new things on how I can use it for the benefit of, on a very superhero level, for the benefit of mankind. You know, and if we put ourselves in that situation, we probably face that every day with every new opportunity or with every new relationship that we actually encounter or involve ourselves in. And sure enough, like, and in our case, it's like the power of, I remember like the three of us would have, like we all had throat chakra things. So throat, like truth communication and all of that. And in the course of this entire podcast, since the season started, like we've all been claiming that. And then of course, everything else follows.
Hey guys, this is Anjali Dub, the host of the newest podcast called Life in Progress. Join me as I share my new journey of adulthood and help you a little on how you can be the best version of yourself, one podcast at a time. Powered by Podcast Network Asia.
Now, when we find ourselves in that moment of recognition, self-recognition, that, okay, this is in my hands now, but I know, I feel like I have to be perfect at it. I have to be the best at it. And this is where we go to like the next episode, which is entitled Looking at Burnout Through a Different Lens. And a lot of the times, you know, with burnout, we always think that, you know, it's when we do things repeatedly. It's when we forget to draw boundaries and we just say yes, yes, yes to everything. It's when we feel that we're compromising ourselves holistically just so we can do something, just so we can survive, you know. And yet, like, we still continue to strive because in order to be better, we have to do better, to be better. But it can be very exhausting and frustrating. So in this episode, actually, like, Rowana shared with me definitions and causes of burnout through a different perspective from her health coach perspective. Because everything else about burnout we can find online, right? Like emotional burnout, mental burnout. But Rowana shared with me things on a, like, you guys just have to listen to the episode because I really want to, it's not in the episode per se, but during our recording, I was really blown away. Like, I had moments of silence. And looking at burnout through a different lens, like in this episode, it really made me feel like, oh, I can be kinder to myself, you know, as someone who's, as a recovering workaholic. So as a recovering workaholic myself, like, it's nice to have someone tell you that it's okay to be kind to yourself or that you need to be kind to yourself. Or actually, like, she didn't even have to say it blatantly, like directly, but it was just this whole, oh, thanks for making me realize that I can be kinder to myself, especially in this aspect, like through this lens. So yeah, you know, after that, like when we talked about that, that was when Rowana and I decided that, you know what, like, okay, I'm going to take the podcast, like I'm going to go solo, like this is my responsibility now. And yeah, so what do you call this? With that, you know, I had to recalibrate a lot of things because this was, like, if you notice, like, in the first couple of episodes, I was going through that, like, reclaiming my power. And then because I was doing so many things all at the same time, I was feeling burnt out. And then the announcement came that, okay, it's time to go solo. And it happened during a time when I was starting to let go of certain things, or I was starting to let go of certain things. I was starting to also build like a new habit. So this was in November. I was starting to kind of like rebuild my life because October was a very, very tough month. And then, so November, and then by December, this was when I would start talking already by myself. So my first episode by myself is called Am I Really Meant to Be Here? And I talk about imposter syndrome, which was what I felt during this, during the initial part of the podcast, of handling it alone. And you know, a lot of us experience that. A lot of us experience imposter syndrome. So in this episode, I talk a lot about, you know, embracing that sense of deserving and how, you know, when we have imposter syndrome, not only are we not honoring ourselves, but we're also not honoring and trusting. Honoring and trusting the people around us, the people involved in whatever it is that we do, like involved or will be involved in what we do. So yeah, it's like it was a lot of self-processing during that time. But you know, the opportunity is already there. And because of that, you know, when you recognize that, yeah, you deserve this. Yes, this is an opportunity. And it's the kind of opportunity that deep down, you know, you are ready for because you said yes to it right away, like without any apprehension, like the apprehensions only came later on. Then it means you're ready for it. It means you're ready for it. So, and then in the next episode, which I think is one of my favorites, because so with everything that was going on, that was what I was, I've always had this thing with rest. My relationship with rest wasn't always the best. Again, so I said, like what I said earlier, like I was a recovering workaholic and like I was recovering from burnout and then all of these things happened. But a lot of, and here in defining rest, we talk about, you know, there's self-care, there's, you know, watch Netflix or go to a spa, get a massage. But there are different ways on how we can rest. And here we explore the different types of rest. It really varies with every person and also varies for each day. You know, like, so let's say rest for me on a normal day is I would be studying. I would be studying something or reading a book. But today, you know, rest for me looks like doing a very, very light yoga, a very, very light yoga flow. And then just taking it easy. You know, I'm not going to study today. I'm just going to do yoga and meditate, breath work maybe. So, and then tomorrow my rest could look completely different. Yeah. So that was it. And then because, so this was like, okay, like I was so amazed by the way, because like when I started to talk about a topic and then I listened to it, during the editing and the approval process, like a new topic would come up. And now that I'm looking at things here, like I'm literally looking at the episode list. It's like, oh, hey, they kind of weave with each other. And that there was a part of me that was worried that, oh no, I might be all over the place, you know, if I have a list on my own. And like, but again, it's a big responsibility to have something like this. So from there, like with rest, usually when we think of rest, we think self-care. And then there's this whole thing about self-care where it's, you know, no, it's okay to be selfish and guilt in feeling selfish because we feel like the complete opposite of selfishness is selflessness. But, and we see a lot of that online, self-love and self-care have made us redefine what selfishness is. But how selfish can we be? Like what selfishness is, quote unquote, valid there? There, it's a, I share my experience about finding the difference between the two, selfishness and selflessness, what it all really means. Like, what does real self-love feel like? What does real self-care feel like? You know, because a lot of the times we tend to use self-love, self-care as like a reason, a justification on why we do things. So yeah, when, you know, there are a lot of things that we say that, no, I'm doing this for self-care, but are you really doing it for self-care or are you just, you know, running away from what you really need to face? So now that is selfishness. Anyways, I talk about it in the episode. And then after that, I invited friends over. So I invited my friend Jenny, who's actually a returning guest, and Azaza. They're both light workers. I've known them for a long time. We're all like Reiki attuned. We do shamanic journeys. We do readings and everything. And here, we actually talk about how we can take care of ourselves. So, you know, jumping off from self-care, how do we take care of ourselves, our like the two sides, the yin and the yang. Like, and this is how we came up with the topic of, you know, the duality of energy, duality of, you know, not, like the divine, we always talk about like the divine masculine and the divine feminine, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all energy. And how does, and we look into like how one serves the other and vice versa. And how when both come together, you become such a force. to be reckoned with. You know, you feel this certain power and that security and the power that you have, regardless if you are still, regardless if you are in action, you know, yin or yang, whatever state you are in, you are able to recognize that power, that responsibility that you have, not just towards other people, but also towards yourself. Like, there's that increased awareness also once you know how to take care of that. So yeah, it's a two-part episode. And, you know, it's also one of my favorite episodes because, yeah, I like talking to people. That's what I realized. Like, it's hard to talk by yourself at times. Like, I will admit that, but it's actually pretty fun. It's still pretty fun, but, you know, the episodes can become longer because of having guests over. But anyways, and then after that, of course, the New Year episode is like January. It already started. And I talk about not setting New Year's resolutions. Also one of my favorites. So instead of making resolutions, why don't we focus on creating habits for ourselves? And, you know, this episode actually, like from here, like in January, this was when I started to like, you know what? I kind of want to expand my business so I can help other people create habits, find that consistency, and still remain rooted in that authenticity and also while having that self-compassion and creating and building this system for yourself. So yeah, I have a program, by the way. Shameless plug. But I could talk about that later on with my future plans. So, and then later on, it's this whole, you know, this was when I actually started. So after this episode, this came out, I was already taking, I had started taking a yoga philosophy and meditation course. And with my now spiritual mentor, so he's a monk. So shout out to Prabhu Radhacharandas. So thank you so much for your guidance. Shout out to the, you know, Vraha Bhakti Academy, because yeah, you guys have been supporting me, and I will do my best to also support and be of service to you and yeah, to our universe, to our God and all of that. But anyway, so that is why my next episode was on supporting and being supported, because when I was taking that class, I was with classmates. Some of them I've already met, some of them were my clients, some of them were my students, and then it was just so nice to have that support group.
Hey guys, Ken here. Just dropping by to say hi and to invite you to listen to my podcast, Live It Asia with Ken Lizardo. This podcast is for people who want to live life to the fullest by excelling in business, faith, and health. Are you one of us? If that's so, want it, learn it, live it. Check out Live It Asia podcast. Now back to this episode.
And it was during this month that I decided to kind of want to break in terms of work, or at least ease up on like the sessions that I hold, just so I can focus on this. And it was so nice to have that space, that to allow yourself to access that space and then see how other people are also in that space one way or another. And so during the course of it, so I had a lot of reflections about my yoga philosophy and meditation classes in the following episode, actually up until today, I'd like to think. So there's this whole thing about, you know, the next episode about finding humility and learning and teaching, because you're, and that's the beauty of being supported and also supporting, is that you get to be both the teacher and the student. You get to be the listener and also the speaker. And that is also when you recognize that we don't know everything, and we can't know everything, but we can always add to what we know. And it takes a lot of humility to be in that mindset, because that means we have to ask other people for help. We have to ask other people for help, or we have to be the ones giving help. And that is when I segue to the next episode, which is mindfulness and paying it forward. You know, giving what you've learned, you know, and giving not just through teaching, you know, it can be through other things. And, you know, and it's something that creates another safe space for someone else. But in this episode, I remember this happened during, like, there was this typhoon, like really bad typhoon that hit the country, especially the Visayas and Mindanao regions. And this was when we were all just trying to help each other out. And I was looking for ways on how I can help, but there were things that were holding me back, like, you know, money, like I couldn't really afford giving as much as I wanted to. This episode talks about that, you know, like the things that we consider and not feeling guilty about these considerations, quote unquote, getting in the way of us paying it forward, because there are a lot of ways that we can do so. And, you know, and there's that again, like if we go back to the previous episodes, there's that, you know, humility. There's also this whole, you know, it's okay, because like you're not the only one who's supporting anyway. Like there are other people holding the fort for you. But yeah. And then I talk here about like the latter episodes. I had another guest. So I had Maria, my collaborator, and she's my partner right now in terms of like creative pursuits, and which is why we talked about creativity, the courage and creativity here. And how we came about this episode with everything else, you know, I just wanted to lighten up the mood. And, you know, I just wanted a guest. And also, like, I talked to Maria during this time because this was when we were planning. I think we were already starting to plan the projects that we would be releasing. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. It's very exciting. But here, like, courage and creativity, you know, creativity not just as art that we see, but creativity is, you know, your intuition personified. It's an extension of yourself. It's that extra limb that you can access whenever you feel like, oh, you know, I want to be weird today. I'm going to put on this extra limb. I'm going to use this. And then there's also like, we also talk about like creative blocks and, you know, how creative blocks are more of like, you know, how they stem from fear, discomfort. How can we step out of that creative block that, you know, we sometimes place upon ourselves? How we can be kinder to ourselves during those times? And then, of course, with creativity, you know, being such a multifaceted person, and all of us are being multifaceted people, we tend to wear many hats, many roles. And sometimes these roles change. Sometimes we can't wear a certain hat anymore because we have to wear another hat. And here, I talk a lot about, you know, carrying out purpose, especially because we are conditioned. So it kind of jumps off from this whole topic that Maria and I had about creativity and how creativity is seen as such a big act of bravery, because we have been conditioned in a way by society that when, like, the weirder you are, the braver you are, because you are defying when it's something that is so innate in us. And anyway, so there on wearing many hats. And then after that episode, because I was starting to feel like I was starting to figure out like, what hat am I wearing right now? With a quick hiatus, very, very quick hiatus. And I started talking about grief. And grief, not just in the context of losing a loved one, but grief in having to set aside certain things, grief in having to accept how things are changing once again in the world, how, you know, it's time to readjust again, and how we have to let go of some opportunities, or like there's an opportunity we have to do in order to not feel like we're surviving, but we're also living. And speaking of living, I segue to like the next episode, where I also have a guest. And here I guest one of my classmates and one of my classmates in the yoga philosophy and meditation class, and also a longtime friend. She was my student before when I used to teach pole. And, you know, we've reconnected and we've become even closer during this time when we became classmates. And this is Carla. And, you know, from that sense of grief of having to let go of things. And, you know, we talk a lot about responsibility, right? So I invited Carla over so that we could talk about living life through the lens of a child, you know, living with that childlike wonder. And, you know, because you miss those days, right? Like when we witness something that, and just have that sparkle in our eyes, or just that whole, when kids try out something, they don't, like, yes, there's fear, but they know that, like, there's a part of them that wants to try it. The children are so unapologetic about their emotions, about what they want to experience. And I feel like that's something that we also have to integrate in our lives, especially when, you know, with the many hats we have to wear, especially with the layers and layers and layers of experiences that we have had. And because that can be very overwhelming. And yeah, with that, I talk about, like, the next episode is, yeah, learning how to reintegrate yourself into society, because, you know, it's time to just, I think it's very timely. Like, this was the last episode that I recorded, because this was during the time when a lot of the projects that I was already creating, like, they were already materializing, and I also had to leave my house, like, do actual work outside of my house in order to market what I've created, what I am selling. And this entire season 4 journey has helped prepare me for that. And which is why this is the last episode for now, for this season. Yeah, because first of all, I created a deck with Maria, so one of my guests. We created a deck together that is BTS themed. Yes, BTS, because we're both ARMY. And this was, I wrote the guidebook, and then now I'm, you know, we're fixing shipping right now and everything, admin things. And yeah, but we made a tarot deck. We made a tarot deck, and it's being well received. We were able to sell not just locally, but also internationally. And then after that, like, I started a new life coaching program. Like, I finally jumped into it, a yoga life coaching program, which I actually had it planned since last year, like June, July of last year. But it did feel very full at that time. And I think, yeah, I needed to experience all of these things. And then, so it actually started already. I have clients. So, and I call the program Nurturing Seeds, and we are now doing the first module, which is the Seeds of Being. So this Nurturing Seeds is a program that's based on, like, yoga life coaching, and I put a lot of yoga philosophies into it, and also integrate the other energy healing and, you know, guidance services that I do. Yeah, just so I can guide you as you go through that self-realization. So yeah, it's 3 modules. No, wait. It's 4 modules, and I started on module 1 now, and, you know, so far I've been enjoying. I haven't advertised it yet, really, but, you know, when my schedule frees up a bit, you know, and in April, because I feel like I'll be having more clients under my wing, so I have to fix my schedule for sure. And I also feel like I need to strategize how season 5 is going to be like. So yeah, that's what I'll be doing for the rest of April. And then, yeah, I'll be back in May. Also, because I'm creating another deck with Maria. Like, we're both doing another deck. So this time it's an oracle deck. I'll be the one doing the art. We'll be switching roles this time. So Maria did the art for our tarot deck. I did the writing. And then now we're going to switch. And yeah, it's something that we're very, very excited about. So yeah, that's why I'll be taking a break from this podcast, and I will see you in May. Yeah, so just, you know, if you haven't listened to our previous episodes, I did give you, like, a brief background on each episode in today's recap. I hope that you find an episode that you feel like you resonate with right now. And, you know, my line is always open. You can message me either on Sage Conversations podcast, like on Instagram, or my personal Instagram, which is Movement in Myriads. You know, if you just want to talk, if you have suggestions, if you want a guest, if you want to bring up something, like, have a conversation with me and want me to chime in, yeah, let me know. So yeah, that is all for today. Wow, I actually talked for, like, a long time. So And that was fun. Yeah, that was fun. Just going through that recap, like a lot of experiences came back to mind. And, you know, maybe we were also going through the same thing. I'd love to know that. I really love to know that. So as we take a break, as life continues to go on, as we go jump into these new opportunities, I wish you all well. I wish you all safety. I wish you all good health. And I wish you all love. Thank you so much for supporting Sage Conversations with me, Mara, for season 4. We'll see you back in May for season 5. All right? Bye.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Sage Conversations. If you found value in our content, share your thoughts with us on Instagram and Facebook and tag us at Sage Conversations Podcast. Please subscribe and share this podcast with people you know and love. Every bit will help us grow our circle. Once again, thank you so much. May you be well and may you feel loved. Until the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.